think that's another thing we bonded on quite early on, because well, snacks in general, because we I'd say in terms of like gigs on the road, I think you and me, probably you're my number one that I've gigged with the most on like road trip gigs.
We destroy a road trip. We're like, so good. We've nailed it.
We're the perfect.
The music is on point.
Music, big hit.
Yeah.
If there is, I think you're an excellent driver. I'm putting that out there. I think you're an excellent driver. I mean, yeah.
So many people would disagree with you.
But what I like about it is it's not boring. Like, yeah, there's an element. There's definitely an element of like,
I have nearly killed you a few times.
I'm not relaxed. But it's not boring. And I think that's the worst thing when you're on the road.
If you want a panic attack before the show,
which has been known to happen,
drive with me.
I like the air of like, yeah, things seem fine. But out, and you're like, it's not like, it's like out of nowhere. You can just go, oh, I'm turning down here, even though you can't go down here.
Yeah.
That's what I like about you. Yeah. You're a wild card.
I like to take the sat nav as just a suggestion.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, normally, just forget it's on.
Yeah.
And I just watch, I see it saying you need to turn in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you need to turn in 5 minutes. And then I just see you blast past that turn.
Yeah.
And then you look at it and go, oh, what's it saying? And I was like, wow, it wanted you to do loads since you last looked at it. Wants you to do loads.
There was one drive where we hit the same roundabout at like four times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I had no idea. I had absolutely no clue.
You did know by the end though. It was the third time we got to this particular roundabout. Yeah. And then I'm not gonna say anything.
Yeah.
And
you probably should.
Nah, I like to see you work it out. And then you said, I think we've been to this roundabout before. And I said, well, I didn't want to say, we've actually been to this roundabout twice before.
But what a fun trip that was.
It was
that was also
time.
The trip where I nearly drove into oncoming traffic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You thought
it was a lorry. It was a big, like 18-wheeler lorry.
We got round the roundabout. And then you thought that the next bit of road was dual carriageway. Really wasn't. Single carriageway. Lorry coming the other way, and I thought, fair play, she's overtaken this car that's going quite fast, but she's overtaken it.
Yeah.
Lorry coming the other way, and I thought, nah. And do you know what? Again, I didn't say anything because I thought I'd rather hit the oncoming truck than go, this is actually a single it's actually a single carriageway, shouldn't be overtaking.
And do you know what? I respect that, and that's why you're my perfect passenger.
Don't like to be criticizing the driver.
Although you will criticize my settings on my sat nav.
Yeah, that's because you've got the satellite view on, which is mental, because
I like to see the greenery.
It's so you know on the sat nav you can have road view, which is what I mean. Have you ever seen anyone put it on satellite view? Nobody. You've got it so it looks like the real world.
Yeah.
So you can see all the trees and the buildings.
Because I live in the real world, James.
You do.
Come join me.
But it's hell because you can't see where you're meant to be going.
It does make it really difficult.
Really difficult to see. Driving fine. Music good. We have good playlists.
If there is a problematic hip-hop artist, he's on that playlist.
You have no with listening to convicted sex offenders, which is good because that is what I'm listening to.
Yeah.
A lot of Kells.
Big time.
A lot of Michael Jackson. I mean, we do listen to non-nonces, but... and then, third thing, you enjoy a snack.
Yeah.
And you're not judgmental about the amount of snacks or the regularness of the snacks that I get.
Absolutely not. If anything, it just makes me happy that I can snack too.
Yeah. And you're the kind of person that I think I can buy two bags of Percy Pigs.
Thrilled for you. Absolutely
and
thrilled.
And not feel like you're going to get two.
No.
One for now. And second for now.
Yeah. Do you remember when we stopped off? I can't remember which services that we stopped off at. And out of the blue, you got the urge to get a milkshake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was like, it was a machine I'd never seen before. The milkshake machine.
Yeah.
In WH Smith.
Exactly the machine you're
talking
about.
The connoisseurs of milkshake.
Yeah, yeah, They've got a whole thing.
Serve yourself.
Yeah, yeah. It was bonkers. I think that was in a period of sobriety.
Yeah.
Where I decided that to combat my urge to drink, I would really get into my milkshakes.
Yeah.
Which basically means you put on 3 stone and then start drinking again. So you're just an even fatter alcoholic.
But there is an element of will you shit yourself on the way home, which is fun.
Yeah, that machine was, those were pretty good. I think they've still got them.
I was impressed that you could you could choose your thickness.
Yeah, and I went,
which you rarely get with a milkshake.
I went too thick.
That baby wasn't coming up the straw.
Yeah, it was tough. Yeah. It was work. The only issue we always have, you and me, is that we've got the same sort of feelings about comedy, is that the worst part of the gig road trip is that we forget that we have to do a show when we get there. Yeah. Neither of us want to do it.
Yeah.
That's what I think, again, the thing when we started gigging together is I'm always looking for someone else who's hating it as much as me.
Yeah.
And just doesn't want to do it. And would, you know, if a gig gets cancelled, happy days.
There's no better text to receive.
That's as good as it gets for me.
Yeah. We have too much fun on the road trip. And then the 3 minutes where you're driving into that town and you're off the motorway and you realize.
You remember.
Oh, like the caravan. Now we have to find parking.
Remember that caravan park we did in
Devon? Don't. I have nightmares.
Devon. Jesus. That's the problem, is that you have to do a gig when you get there. But that, again, that's normally what I look for when I meet someone, or like you're doing gigs, is I'm just looking around going, who else is hating this? Because a lot of people really like it, which is weird.
It blows my mind. I do wonder sometimes whether we've hindered each other. By feeding into hatred of,
because what you want
sport.
From someone who, because I'd say I probably work closest with you in terms of gigs and then maybe trying to write and stuff, but what I've done is found someone who equally doesn't want to do any of those things, and every time we meet up we never do any work. I mean, even doing this is an absolute miracle. You've been here 2 hours.
I know. I was thinking, the because when we get together there's a lot of slagging off.
So that, of course, I mean, if it was up to me, I'd put it out. But yeah, you got here, I feel, you know, a good hour ago.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen you for ages.
No, that's true. So we did have a catching up to do.
So an hour of absolutely trashing everyone we dislike on the comedy circuit. And again, that's the best thing about comedy for me. And it's nothing, you know, malicious, but that's the fun, isn't it?
It's good natured.
It's good natured ribbing. It's affectionate bullying. Also.
And they don't hear it, so it's fine.
And I would say it's punching up, because most of the people I trash are doing much better than me.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't be hard, but
and
still.
Also, do you know what? They're enjoying it.
Yeah.
And we're not enjoying it.
And I'd say it to their face. If I've had a drink, but not sober. But I would say it to their face. This is under the groomers. We're under my wife's dog groomers. We don't really know what this is going to be.
It's going to be us desperately trying not to slag people off, I think.
Oh, yeah, big time. And failing. Yeah.
Seeing if we have a relationship beyond that.
Hopefully what I'd like to do is get to the stage where we could put out like one behind a paywall where people can pay to hear who we really don't like.
Maybe we should start doing ones where we do all the slagging off, we just beep out the names.
That's nice.
And then on Patreon, you can pay to have the beeps removed.
I don't like, I always get, I'm always gutted when people talk about people they don't
and
like
then they beep it.
So we'll start with famous people, because then
sure, that's fine, isn't it?
Dawn what the French. Rest Nah, she's good.
She's good.
Number French.
One.
No, she's good. She knows what she's doing. Great. She'll be fine.
Yeah,
she'll be massive. this could be episode 2, I guess. I don't know. At the moment, I'm knocking out one every 6 weeks. It's going to come in hot. We're under my wife's dog groomers. This is your first time.
It's lovely. It's
groomers.
Absolutely pristine. It looks like the set of a dog groomers.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, they run a tight ship here, by all accounts.
Like, there's not a stray dog hair inside.
No. I mean, I can see one now, but that's okay. It's a slice of Bristol. It's a slice of comedy. It's a slice. A lot of people are saying already that it sounds like we're interviewing nonces and finding out.
Great.
Yeah.
That's the vibe though, isn't it?
It's not too far from the truth. I mean, we had Paul on for the first one.
I was going to say.
Yeah, we're not too far from
eventually,
the mark.
There will be some nonces on this show.
Oh, I mean, again, odds are good, especially if you're interviewing people from the Bristol comedy scene.
Yeah.
Odds are very, very good. So, what's up? What's new with you?
Oh my God, I've really gotten into the Bravo universe.
Bravo universe.
Do you know the network Bravo?
Was it the one that was on in the 90s that was all like cars and tits and stuff?
There was that, but now I wonder if it's the same. No, sure.
Was that called Bravo?
I think so.
I seem to remember.
Like a Sky Channel.
I seem to remember in the early Freeview days.
Yeah.
I seem to remember Bravo being sort of like car stuff.
Like 70s cop shows.
Car stuff into tits. I think there were tits at night.
Probably.
I think that's...
Tits at night has gone off, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's a shame.
Remember that? Remember like staying up?
Yeah, yeah.
We had a babysitter once who was like a 17-year-old boy, lived down the road. And we had Sky, brag.
Yeah, I'm doing all right in the 90s.
And he would, like as soon as my parents left, straight on to Babe Station.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's frowned upon, surely.
We're still awake. We're still up. Me and my brother still
How
up.
How old are you at this point?
My brother's older than me. So if we were both, if there was a babysitter needed.
Yeah, he's got
to
be young.
Then must have been 90s. So I would have been, I don't know, 6 or 7.
Wow. And he's cranking on Babe Station.
Straight away.
That's frowned upon. We'll get him on the pod.
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing now.
I imagine he's in prison. Probably. I imagine he's in prison. Yeah. I imagine that's mental.
That's a thirst, isn't it?
Downstairs.
That's a real hunger. We're all in the same room. Yeah. So me and my brother were like.
What's his first day on the job? Put him to bed. Put him to bed, you idiot.
Yeah.
Don't do it with the kids in the room.
I remember having a conversation with my brother being like, is there a record of what TV channels you've watched? Like, does the Skybox know?
Your brother's thinking, I can blame a lot of this on the babysitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I saw tits pretty young.
Sure. Big brags coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also that was the same era of like I essentially grew up on a lay-by. Like I lived was just like, well, it was a lay-by.
Yeah.
And so trucks used to, stop and sleep there, and so the woods by our house, by where the trucks would stop, obviously littered with magazines.
God above! So it sounds like you grew up in some sort of.
I grew up not far from you.
Yeah, that's true. We're from the same neck of the woods. We're sort of what would you
country
say?
Country bumpkins.
Yeah, south. Well, I wouldn't put it like that. Some of us were sort of street smart, even though we lived in the country.
Yeah.
Cool kids.
Sure.
Sort of South Gloss.
South
Gloss. Thornbury area, which is sort of a bit of a comedy hotbed.
Oh, yeah. Russell Howard grew up not far from me.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
Yeah. Joel Dommett.
I wonder if they had smarts littered out. You couldn't move for the stuff. So it's in the gutters outside the house.
It's in the gutters. It's in largely the woods. But then my brother and his friends would do like a... Greg's getting real like mentions on this podcast now.
Yeah.
Do like a sweep of the woods. Wow. All the kids in the area.
This guy, your brother... So he's watching Babe Station with the with the babysitter. He's picking up scraps from the lorry drivers.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair.
What's his situation now? Is he...
Married. Happily married. With a kid,
so it doesn't affect you that bad.
Got it all out of his system.
Or maybe he was such a promiscuous youth. Settled down.
Maybe. I mean, I don't think... No. He was with his first girlfriend for 7 years. So wow. I don't know if you'd describe
that. Well, he knew his onions.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd seen his onions from an early age. He knew inside
and out. We not talk about my brother's onions anymore?
Yeah, that's fine. So you've got into Bravo.
So Bravo now is like a reality TV show network.
You've
got your Real Housewives of every city in America.
For sure.
My favorite is Orange County.
Okay.
No, not Orange County, Beverly Hills. Sorry.
Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills is the best.
Okay, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, they're all fucked up. But now, when the Olympics was on...
Okay.
If you remember, cast your mind back.
I remember the Olympics.
The Olympics was on recently, and in order to watch it, you had to download... Discovery Plus, because the BBC, no shade to the BBC, but the BBC coverage was poor.
Shade to the BBC, it was absolute garbage.
Yeah.
Listen to Claire Balding bore on about the cycling.
Yeah.
Awful coverage.
Terrible coverage.
You got it. So, you're getting under the groomer slammed, Balding. That's what we're doing on this podcast.
Did you see Balding doing a little dance at the swimming?
I didn't, no.
Oh. Terrible.
She's a mess.
Embarrassing.
So this is what this podcast is becoming. A Claire Balding slam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Screw her.
But Discovery Plus, fantastic coverage.
Good coverage.
And then
you're paying primo for that.
Do you know what? Because of the Olympics, they were doing like a £4 a month.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. So actually, it wasn't that bad.
I would have done that.
And thank God we did, because I've discovered the best reality TV show of all time.
Here we go. Now we're talking.
It's cool. I'm going to describe it to you.
Okay.
Before I tell you what the name is, because the name is phenomenal.
Okay.
So it's a big house in Mexico.
Oh yeah. See.
Sun, sea. It's gonna get a little sexy.
Uh-oh.
There are let's say 10, I don't know, maybe 8. There's a handful of middle-aged women.
Lovely.
All mothers.
Here we go.
All sexy.
Oh,
well,
right. Yeah.
Broadly sexy.
Yeah, broadly sexy.
They're there to find love.
Perfect.
And they have a particular interest in younger men.
Oh, right.
Right. So then they turn up to this villa ready to schmooze with some men. The men arrive and it is revealed that the men there are also these women's sons.
Oh.
So they're
going to bang their sons.
So they have to.
So it's like MILF Island.
It's literally called MILF Manor.
MILF Manor? Yeah. Yes. Oh.
So they're all dating each other's sons.
Oh, so they're dating each other's sons. Yeah, that makes much more sense. Yeah.
But you say that, but they have to sleep in a room with their own son.
Oh.
So there's like...
America. This is American.
There's, of course.
Could have done that with Brits.
Yeah. But the gross thing is they've had to film it. So they've done two series that I know of. There may be more. The first series is in Mexico and the second series is in Canada. And it's because both of the legal drinking ages there are 18. And obviously in America is 21.
Oh, my God.
So the sons are young. Yeah. It's so gross. So they do like all these shows, they do like challenges and stuff.
Yeah.
There's this one challenge where all the women are blindfolded.
Good start.
Which is the start of any good story.
Start of anything disgusting.
Stick a blindfold on her. And then all the boys are lined up, topless.
Great.
Hands behind the backs. And the women, one by one, have to feel up the boys.
Oh my God.
In order to identify their own son by touch alone.
Oh, I thought they would take their son out at least.
No.
That's the game.
That's
the
game.
To find the son.
Yeah.
So you have to identify the. They don't go for the. They go for the junctor. They're not going down the shorts.
You say that, but there was a hairy moment with one of them that was like, this is getting a little, instead of just, because most of them were going abs, shoulders, arms.
This is disgusting.
One of them really went full body.
Figure out the ass.
That one's mine.
I know that anywhere.
So gross.
Gee whiz.
Yeah, it's horrific. And then there's another.
Imagine doing that with dads.
The other way around.
That would be bad. I don't, you know.
The whole thing is they've tried to market this as some kind of like feminist agenda where it's you know, women have had it for too long. They've been looked down upon.
They've not been able to feel up young men for too long. We're going to redress the balance. Men are perverts. Now we're going to let women be perverts.
Finally.
Goodness me.
Essentially, that's the... there's one super slutty one who's obviously the best one. Like, she's so entertaining. Yeah, yeah. And she turns up, she's got like 6 kids. And she's like, of course all my kids have different dads. I'm not going to sleep with the same guy twice.
Love that. Good on you. Are they piping on the show? Are there any of the...
Yeah, she's like, they're all reconstituted.
Yeah, that's the thing with
it. Head to toe.
I find those... You know, a risk of sounding like, oh, it's really not attractive. But those like American with the lips and the face is.
Yeah.
It's
and
quite a look,
all of their
isn't
tits
it?
That they've been bolted on.
Yeah. Class.
Yeah.
Love that.
They're so Like emaciated, yeah, but then with these enormous like tits. Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah. I was talking to my friend about it. She was like, yeah, they all look like Jack Skellington from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
But with tits.
And are they knobbing off then? Like, so.
Yeah, so the mega slutty one, she who, like, respectfully, she's slutty. She's my fave.
Yeah, yeah.
She loves the fact that the mums are around. She's on a vendetta to sleep with all of them, essentially.
Good on her.
And so she's like, are you going to take me to your room? And then like, and they're sleeping in the same room as the mum.
So the mum's got to listen to them.
And so then the mum is piping. Made out to be really prudy, that she doesn't want to be in a room with her son. Macking on with this woman who's her age.
Lying up, you big square. Getting off with this old broad.
It's just phenomenal.
Oh, MILF Manor. Television. I'm into that. I'm going to watch. I've never watched Love Island or any of those, but I did get into Too Hot to Handle recently. Yeah. I got into that
because
in a big
there's guaranteed
way.
Sex.
No, there isn't, because they're not allowed to.
Yeah, but they all do.
They are all doing it. They are all doing it.
They're all insatiable.
But the problem is with all of it is having to listen to them talk. And essentially what most of those programs are is you go, oh, this looks good, because there's nude
people.
Like, yeah. You go, this looks good. But then you realize that the majority is listening to the dumbest people on earth have conversations. And they're like, yeah, I'm like, you know, trying to be like a better person and that. And then they're just talking to each other. And I think, well, you know, I've got the internet. If I want to see nude people, it's not like there's a... You know, there's a lack of an ability to see new people in the world. Plus, if I'm around at yours, I'll just get in the bushes or watch Babe Station with your babysitter like a normal person.
Exactly. Isn't it funny that we're like these people, they've got nothing to talk about, and then we're talking about them having nothing to talk about.
Yeah, idiots. Too Hot to Handle, that was pretty good. People are big into...
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind, that's the big one, isn't it? Or Married at
Did
First
Sight. Did you watch
Sight.
The UK?
I've not seen any of them.
Love is Blind, I find quite boring.
That's the one. Do they talk through a wall?
And then they propose, and then they only meet when they've agreed to marry each other.
Yeah, someone was telling me about this. So they propose through a wall.
Yeah.
Which is mental.
So they talk for like 3 weeks, I think. Maybe 2 weeks. Through the wall.
I've seen the wall with all of them. Yeah.
And then at the end of that time, if they haven't proposed, they're out.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
You do feel like that they're just, the producers are just absolutely ruining. They're just like, come on, you've got to really take some candles. You've got to get married at least. Yeah. You're like, why can't we just see if we like each other?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. No,
you got to get married or you're off the show.
Yeah. And then the big reveal is they then like, do the proposal in person, and it's the first time they get to see each other. So the only point of seeing this show is watch them fall in love with somebody who could potentially be ugly, and then the reveal of them seeing whether or not they find the other one attractive.
Are they ever real rotters? Because that's a funny show. So I like the idea. I would watch Love is Blind.
Yeah.
But I think you've got to get like the ugliest guy you've ever, like 100%. A real circus like monster.
Yeah.
Like an absolute wrong-un.
Yeah.
Like teeth, big and fat, hair in all different places.
Sure.
But he's an absolute ledge. You've got to find those people. I'll go on it.
They never do.
That's a funny show.
Yeah.
And then when they're proposing through the wall, because they know deep down there's a good chance they're not going to be 2 out of 10s. They're going to be 7 at worst. Mm-hmm. Make that show.
Yeah.
But chuck in some real dogs.
Yeah.
And then I'm tuning in because I watch that. If they're getting down on one knee or they lift, what they should do, lift the veil up, get one of those big veils. And it is really like, they should do noughts or tens.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they should do.
That's the gamble. Have you got a nought or a ten?
Call it noughts or tens.
Yeah.
They're talking through them all. I love you. I've never felt this kind of connection. Yeah. Then the big veil reveal.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh God.
Yeah.
And then it's like, obviously then you
get... Because the best actor in the world is not going to be able to cover that.
But they're never, like, that's a show. Make that show, Boffins.
Annoyingly, the reality is, Zoe's just, like, a girl who is, like, normal-sized compared to all everybody who's, like, looks like they live in a gym.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, and so then the reveal is a guy who's, like... She's great. And then over the course of the time, because then they film after that, they have like a honeymoon and stuff before they do the big wedding. It's always like a girl who's like pretty normal sized. And over the time between when it's a like slightly larger girl, sure. And it's always that way around. It's never like a rotter of a boy. Nah. It's so annoying. Anyway, and then it's over that time, you can see him planning it where he's like, you know what? I thought we were on the same page, but maybe your values are slightly different to mine.
Yeah,
and then,
he
weasels as well. And then they all mix with each other. So they all get to see the ones that they didn't pick.
Oh,
and so there's the element of are they going to cheat with the other ones?
That's a nice twist. Yeah. But you think, so they don't get married there and then, there's like a cooling off period.
Yeah. So they get engaged and then it's the engagement.
It's not really engaged though, is it?
And then it's the engagement to the wedding. Oh, and then the wedding is the final decision.
Oh, yeah. So basically, you have to go through with the proposal. Then you
wouldn't you?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. They're a real dog. And then,
but you don't know that until you've accepted the proposal. You have to accept the proposal to see if they're a dog.
Oh, right. Yeah. So you accept the proposal, spend a couple of weeks, and like, and then you're waiting for that one thing.
Yeah.
You're like, oh... We differ ever so slightly on this one thing.
Yeah.
This wedding is off. And it's not because, actually, you're just not quite as fit as I thought you'd be. But on all of these programs, like when they've got like multiple people to choose from, which is the one? Dinner date. Now, I'm a big dinner date guy.
Wow.
I love dinner date. Old school. That's a throwback. that's when I'm into dinner date.
Yeah. Is dinner date Channel 5? Channel 4?
No, I think it's ITV.
ITV.
I think it's
sure.
ITV. Love dinner. If you don't, dinner date is class. I reckon early noughties
dinner date sums you up perfectly.
I love dinner date. But
it's like if you watch dinner date now, the footage would look so grainy. You wouldn't be able to like.
They're remaking it.
Are they?
There's new dinner dates. So jokes on you. Okay. Keep up with dinner date. It's class. So dinner date. Probably one of the first dating shows, maybe after, I mean, you got Blind Date and things like that, but Dinner Date, quite going back a while, they go around and they always cook dinner at their house. And
it's sort of like Come Dine With Me, but dating, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then on that, every time they go around and they date three people, three different nights of the week. There's one person that they really get on with and is really nice, but it's probably not quite as fit.
Yeah.
And then there's an absolute smoke show that they have absolutely nothing in common with.
Yeah.
She's not interested in the guy, doesn't want to go out with the guy at all. And then there's just another one. And you go, wow, they really hit off with one of them. Mm. You go, that real connection there. They never pick them because they think, well, I'll have another bite of the cherry for the bay. And then the one sort of, you see, she's like, oh, he didn't pick me. And they get like the microwave meal. That's the big middle finger for
them. That's the most humiliating part of it. The whole concept of the show is leading up to finding out who gets the proper date.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like a really nice date, isn't it? And like a picture, like a nice restaurant or whatever. And if you're pied off, you get a microwave meal delivered to you on like a silver platter as a consolation prize.
They're filming at the door and they open the door.
And you're dressed up ready to go on a date.
Yeah. Get all dolled up. Yeah. And you think, what they might as well do is make them eat that veggie lasagna. And what they should do is when they're eating it, they should just come up behind them and just push their face into it. And go, how'd you like that, you mug? Yeah, it's a real kick in the spuds for them. And they always pick the one that they didn't get on with, but is slightly fitter than the others.
Yeah.
And then the girl's like, oh yeah, I was a bit surprised that he chose me, but you know, it's a free dinner out, I guess. And they never see each other again.
No.
Dinner date is coming
back.
I'm
so glad it's coming back.
I'm well into it. I'm big into it. First Dates, do you watch that?
I used to. I feel like I've all of these, I feel like done. I've just gotten a bit bored of the
First Dates is over.
Yeah, because it's always like, is he going to pay for the bill? Is he not? Like, it's all the same.
You got the big French nonce right at the top. Yeah. Can't stand that guy. Rubbing his groin up.
He's really made that work, hasn't he? Now he's friends with Gordon Gino.
It's crazy. And there's a lot of people who don't deserve to be on TV, but that French nonce, he just... thrusting his groin up amidst people.
Look at that career trajectory, though, from maitre d' to like household name.
It's mental. I got a WhatsApp group called We Hate, which is me and two of my friends, where we just send people pictures of people that we hate.
So good.
And he gets sent a lot. In fact, there's a show where him, Gino D'Annunzio and Gordon Ramsay all go and like horse around. And it is like...
the most insufferable trio.
My God, it's like shit bands on telly, dialed up to 1,000. It's just horrible. But first days, you get the French nonce in there. He's all like, ha, 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 ha. You are so sexy. And then they come in, they sit down, and then basically... they one up each other on who's got the most depressing life. And they just sit there and they're like,
what, all these millionaires?
No. The people on First Dates when they sit down.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm flipping between the two. We're back in the First Dates restaurant now.
They genuinely have shit lives.
They sit down and they're like, oh, so why are you single? And they're like, oh, well, I just can't trust anyone because my parents got divorced. And then the other one's like, oh, your parents got divorced. Well, both my parents died.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, everyone I know has ever died. And then that's it. And then it's really depressing. And then there's always some old dear who's like 100. And she's like, I was married to Charlie for 55 years.
Those ones get me.
It's horrible. Yeah. And then she's poor cows out on a date with some wanker.
Yeah.
And she just wants her dead husband back. And it's fucking horrible. They fix her up with some dork and then they have dinner and then she just goes home all sad. Horrific.
Yeah,
get rid of it.
I think it's the X Factor effect, isn't it? Like everything was fine. All of these shows would be fine if you just had normal people on it who were...
I bet MILF Manor they're not doing sob stories.
No sob story in sight.
Okay, I'm back on board.
Yeah it's like
blob stories. Come on. That's silly. That's silly.
It makes sense.
Come on.
This is great for a podcast.
Yeah. Just real infantile stuff. Not that funny. Not that funny. Good
stuff. I'm just imagining them talking about blobs. Oh my God, there's one activity on MILF Manor.
Go on.
One challenge where they have to identify the mum or the son.
Here we go. Oh, I reckon I could do that. I reckon
by rifling through the pants. So it's like it's like a washing basket has been dumped over.
Yeah.
And it's just a pile of pants.
Yeah.
And all the boys, it's like obviously a pile for the boys, it's like a pile of bras and pants. And they have to pick out the bras and pants that belong to their mum.
To their mum?
Yeah. And then the mums have to do it for the sons.
They're not sniffing them, are they?
One guy put it on his head.
That's funny.
One guy, there was like a G string, and one guy put it in his mouth and like flossed with it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And it could have been his mum's.
It could have been his mum's.
This is mad. The world is absolutely going down the toilet.
Also, and I'm,
as young people would say, I'm here for it. I'm here for the toilet.
There's always one mum.
How could you ever possibly tell which pants were your mum's?
Do you know what? The most disturbing part is they all get it right.
What?
Yeah. All
how
of them.
How could they?
I mean.
And they're not sniffing them.
I want to know.
That's
maybe
crazy.
They are sniffing them. I don't know.
God,
you never know what they.
The
cut
world
out.
Is going into the toilet.
Truly.
Right. So you've been keeping busy.
Yeah.
Not so many gigs, but MILF Manor's been.
I've Yeah, I've just decided to rot.
Yeah, yeah. I'm into it.
Brain,
I'm into
body,
it. Yeah,
the whole
just go
thing.
For it. Just, yeah, just lean into it.
Yeah, I'm living like there's another pandemic coming.
Yeah.
I'm just prepping for it so it's not a shock this time.
It is getting to the stage now where it was bad, but you think, if you could have it for a bit, just a couple of months.
Just a guilt-free.
Take the edge off a bit.
No one expects you to be productive.
Just a couple of months just to go, hey, pump the brakes on this thing.
No one's going out.
Just go, everyone stay in for 2 months.
Yeah.
Just nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Shut everything down.
Mm-hmm.
No pressure.
Mm.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I'd love that.
I keep thinking like on this, I might, because it's going to be basically the same people, because there's only sort of a few people that I really like.
Yeah.
And so it'll probably be the same people on Under the Groomers all the time. And I did have the idea that like everyone would have their own like specialist subject. I mean, to be honest with you, the first couple we've done with Paul, if you've listened to that, I don't know if you have, but I mean, God knows what that would be, because he's just nuts. He's a wild card.
You can't hem him in.
Can't pen him down. For you, I was thinking it could be crime.
Yeah.
You're into crime. You're into crimey stuff.
Doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a fat. She's a thief. Yeah. She's stealing.
Yeah.
She's robbing.
You better.
But it doesn't have to be that. I like to keep a bit of a Bristol. Because you're Bristol. Would you describe yourself? You're from where I'm from, but I would describe myself as from Bristol.
Yeah, I think we're both in an annoying position growing up where it's like you're just outside of Bristol,
but
you spend all your time in Bristol.
Yeah, of course you do.
And then when people are like, oh, where are you from? And so instead of saying like, well, I'm from 25 minutes outside of Bristol.
Yeah, you're from Bristol.
Just say.
You're from Bristol.
I mean, I live in Bristol now.
Yeah. What's your favourite? We're looking for sponsors as well. And when I say we're looking for sponsors, I'm announcing somewhere I like.
Okay.
And saying that they sponsor the podcast, which they don't. So far we've already had Greg's Outlet on.
Of course.
Church Road. Shout out Greg's Outlet.
Yeah.
I also think
they really should be paying you at this point.
Yeah, yeah. I talk about them on stage so much. Yeah. They should. Greg's Outlet again, a shout. The Cat and Wheel got quite a big shout in the first
Lovely.
One.
Lovely.
Shout out to the Cat and Wheel. Brackets, yeah. Karaoke.
Yeah.
Charcoal Grill on Gloucester Road. Charcoal Grill up by the Golden Lion. That's another.
I don't think I know Charcoal Grill.
Oh, yeah, it's class. Yeah. Mustafa in
what,
there. Shout out to Mustafa.
Is this like a kebab?
Just a kebab shop, yeah.
Okay, nice.
Shout out to Mustafa. if he says he hasn't got Rios, there's some under the counter.
Promo code Groomers.
Yeah. Mention the Groomers.
Yeah.
He won't know what it means. What are your hotspots? Have you ever done that favourite places in Bristol for Bristol 24/7?
No, I haven't.
Have you not done it?
No.
They normally get stand-ups to do it. I've done it. I did Cat and Wheel. I think it was before I knew about the Greg's Outlet.
Didn't Morgan do the massage?
Yeah. I can't remember what my... I think I chose King Street. Already mentioned once tonight.
King Street is... Yeah. There's so much on King Street.
I could narrow it down to one. Probably would be Renato's. I do like
Gotta
it.
Gotta be Renato's.
Yeah, big hit.
Yeah.
And I chose the Cat and Wheel as well. But yeah, when Morgan Reese got asked to do it, because he's a comedian.
Funny guy.
He thought it'd be funny if he chose...
That is funny, to be fair. That is
Touch
funny.
Of Thailand, which, if you don't know, it's down on Denmark Street. Shout out Touch of Thailand. Looking for sponsorship. this episode is brought to you by Touch of Thailand on Denmark Street, next to the Smoke and Mirrors.
And your favourite curry place of all time. What's it called?
Bombay Boulevard.
Jez loves taking a trip down Bombay Boulevard.
I mean, that is actually slang for up the ass, isn't it? I don't think I've made that up.
No.
I think that's like one of those things
you
learn at
doing.
School.
Yeah.
So you could go Touch of Thailand and Bombay Boulevard. They're side by side.
Same night, yeah.
But yeah, Morgan chose Touch of Thailand because he thought it'd be funny if he put like basically a tug shop as one of his favorite places in Bristol. But the way he wrote it,
too sincere.
It was so well written and sweet article that basically it just sounded like he legitimately wrote in this online magazine about Bristol that after he's had a hard week of doing gigs, he likes to go to this massage parlor in Bristol and get tugged off, essentially.
Which, to be fair, is actually quite on brand for him now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, now. Yeah, he's fine with that.
Yeah.
He's promiscuous.
Sure.
He's in a relationship now. No, but that's his, like...
He gives the vibe of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
he talks a lot about...
He was promiscuous.
Right. Yeah. He's had his fun.
He settled down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, good on him. But yeah, so touch of Thailand. What are your hot spots? Where do you like?
Where do I like? That's a great... Borough. Have you been to... I'm big into brunch because I am a cliche.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're just next door to this shop.
There's two. So they've just opened one I think the original one was next door to the shop. They've opened one right by where I live.
Here we go.
On North
That's
Street.
Good news for you.
It's so good. It's so the best brunch.
There's one next door to this groomer's. I like it. Not going to trash it. It's one of those ones, though. I don't like it in a coffee shop where I feel like I can't stand anywhere without being in someone's way.
Yeah, that is a problem.
And I find I get real bad anxiety in coffee shops when there's a lot of queuing up. Where are you queuing from?
Yeah.
How are you ordering? And there's a lot of people sort of milling about. I feel the stress. And I reckon that's one of my big stress points. And that is one of those ones that after you've ordered your coffee, especially if you're getting it to take away.
See, I would never do that. I would never go in. I would never think to go in there for a takeaway because of exactly that reason, because there's nowhere to stand. They have no like uniform system for it. But I've only ever been in to sit down.
Sure. But then even then there's like there's tables and then it's like, oh, they go in and you're stood looking at people.
Yeah.
I find it very stressful. But it is
but the
is
food
a hot
is
spot.
Delicious.
Yeah, I've heard that. Holly's a big fan.
It's worth the uncomfortable nature of getting
I find going into... Generally, there's... Because it's a similar experience in Bristol Loaf near me.
Love the loaf.
Sure. Sure. But it does have the vibe of when you go in. It's one of those places that... The coffee's good.
Yeah.
And that means that the people in there treat you like you're a piece of shit when you go in. The better the drink, the more
That's
when you
so
walk
true.
In, there's someone in dungarees looking at you like, how on earth have you ended up in here, you rat?
There is such a snobbiness with coffee
Jesus.
That is really like, do you deserve this?
Walk in
I'm
there.
I'm paying for it.
Paying out the arse for it, I might add. Paying out the bloody arse. And you go in there and it is like... They're this close. I reckon once the guy didn't actually say anything when I went up to the counter. He just looked at me and went, hmm. Like a real smug, like groan.
Yeah.
And it's like, am I even allowed to get a coffee from you?
Yeah.
I fucking hate the Bristol. You can shove it up your ass. Good pastries.
But if they want to support
Absolutely,
this podcast.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'm into it. I actually thought about running a gig in there as well. It'd be good in the nighttime, I thought.
Yeah.
But I can't
The one
be bothered.
By you or the one by
one
me?
One by me. One by me. Because they've got it with that little wine. This is quite boring. We don't need to talk about that. So yeah, we could do crime for you.
Yeah.
What else are you into? Art. I don't really know anything about art.
I'm not really that into art.
Are you not?
Not
Are
really.
You an art teacher?
I was an art teacher, but like
that's
you
not,
don't
that's
have
not
to.
Art.
No, it's not.
That's not art.
No.
Well, they're serving up.
Yeah, I just talk you through episode by episode of MILF Manor each
I think
week.
That's what it'll be. Do you know what? Reality TV is a good one, actually, because I don't watch that much, but I do like it.
Yeah.
I do have an interest for it.
I'm quite particular about mine now.
Yeah. Discerning.
Like my tastes have evolved.
Discerning.
It's got to be bottom of the barrel now.
Yeah, really.
If there's a whiff of sincerity, I'm out.
You want to...
Like I can't do... Although I love Married at First Sight.
Maths
Australia.
But
any
Australian version
because,
of a TV show is better.
Because they don't care about mental health. If anything,
there's no aftercare.
They are out to destroy.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
if they can
yeah.
get a suicide out of it, they've
yeah.
they've
We've been
won.
Burned in this country before.
Yeah,
We've
exactly.
got to treat them right. Australians, I think if you make any TV show and made an Australian version of it, it's a bit funnier.
Yeah.
Whatever the show, like MasterChef Australia is funny.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, but it's funny.
It is funny.
Like, this can serve an app. Two different types of cereal in a bowl. This guy's a fusion cooker. Yeah, it's funny. I'm into it.
Yeah.
What other Australian versions are there?
Australian Survivor. I got obsessed with for a little while. Survivor. So I was not into Survivor UK, but then my friend got me into Australian Survivor.
Here we go.
And it is incredible.
They're out in the bush.
So when it was COVID, they were in the bush. But when it's normal, I think they go to like Fiji or somewhere.
Oh.
But it's so intense. Like the strategy, they take it so seriously.
I don't understand the concept. What do they do? Just have to live on a desert island?
You have
island.
To survive.
Like, yeah, but they're not going to die,
so they survive.
They all survive, don't so they? Like, it's not the last person.
Yeah, none of them die.
Yeah, it's not the last person left alive wins 200 grand.
They get voted. That's why it's so... It's basically just being a girl growing up in the 90s, going to secondary school. Yeah. If you can survive that, Survivor sure. would be a piece of piss. Because it's two tribes and then... So you have to like be big lols in the tribe in order for them to keep you in. But also you have to be good at the challenges because they're competing against the other tribe to get like cushions or a meal.
Yeah.
And then but if you're too good at the challenges, when eventually all the people get voted out, it condenses into one tribe, then you're a threat. Because you're all competing against each other.
Got it.
So the power balances are always changing. And there's always like a sneaky fucker who's really strategic. Who like plays a lot of board games at home.
Yeah,
always make it. They slither their way through to like...
Sneaky fuckers.
It's so good.
Really? Survivor?
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, they're doing a UK one. Because they brought back a UK one recently with Joel Dommett being the... yeah. Also, I'm in love with the Australian presenter.
Oh yeah,
Jonathan Lapaglia. Do you remember? Okay. Do you remember Without a Trace?
No,
the crime.
I don't, no.
You'd love it.
Oh,
it's
really?
Like a
sleuthy.
Sleuthy, set in New York. People disappear without a trace.
Oh yeah, clues
and then Anthony Lapaglia is the main character in it. He's the main actor in it.
Oh okay, and now he's turning his hand to presenting.
His brother.
Is Without a Trace Australian?
No, Without a Trace is American, but Anthony Lapaglia is Australian.
They should do Without a Trace Australia.
They should.
Where the fuck's this guy gone? She's scarpered.
They just do everything better.
It's funnier.
Yeah.
Okay, Survivor.
But you don't bother with the UK one. It's trash.
I don't like UK versions of most things.
No. If there is an Australian version, go for that always.
They're just like a more fun version of us, really.
Really fun.
Yeah.
And again, they don't care about mental health, so...
Good on them.
There's no restrictions.
Yeah. You want to see them really toyed with. I like shows where... because you always think with reality TV, you don't like to think that people are getting like really exploited unless they're people that deserve to
absolutely.
Be.
Absolutely.
What I want was... Yeah, people that deserve it. That's
yeah,
what I
dead
want.
Beats.
Yeah, dirtbags.
Yeah.
Pedophiles.
Yeah, getting their comeuppance.
That's a good idea. Nonce Manor.
Do you know what?
I'd watch that and a kid. That's a good idea. TV boffins. Work out which one's the nonce.
Yeah.
That's good.
Here we go. Spot the nonce.
Here we go. Now, this is a good idea. Okay. So... You've got it being a manor.
Yeah.
Nonce Manor Australia. It's got to be Australian. That'd be funny.
Yeah. So, they wouldn't make it anywhere else.
No way. So you got maybe one nonce is funny.
It's there's like the traitors,
there's
but
a twist.
They're nonces.
They're all nonces.
Twist. Everyone's a nonce.
The twist is they're all nonces. In a nonce manner. So 10 people.
Yeah.
And what they'll do is they're going to be like, one of you, because it's Australian. They're like, welcome to Nonce Manor. One of you is a nonce and you've got to sniff out the nonce. Like in Traitors.
Yeah. And then in the night.
Yeah, so they'll have challenges. And they'll like bring out like
sexy like children.
No, they'll bring out fit women. They'll bring out fit. They'll bring out like fit 40. They'll bring out the MILFs.
Yeah.
And they'll all have to be like,
this is what I like.
She's fit. Because that's normal. She's fit because that's normal. And then one of them's like asking if she's got any kids, and they're like, The twist is they're all nonces.
And then they have to do the talking heads bit where they're like,
I was worried I was the nonce for a bit.
When she was talking about her kid who goes to Boy Scouts.
Yeah, and they're like, okay. They measure whether
all
they're
their
getting...
pupils are dilating.
Yeah. Two kids, you say. Yeah, that is a great idea.
And the dad's not in the picture,
yeah,
okay.
That's a great idea for a show. Right, I think we've cracked it.
Done.
Yeah, reality TV.
Yeah, let's move to Australia and make this happen.
I reckon that's a good show.